It's a schus and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to learn Divrei Torah with you. And as we all know still, there is a difference in parshas between America and Eretz Yisrael. In America is parshas Chukas, and in Eretz Yisrael is parshas Balak. And what we're going to do, like we always do, is we're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to try to walk away with that major yisod, that major foundation point. And again, every week is a different foundation point, and it's all coming back to the source that we have to serve the Ribbono Shel'olam in different ways, but we have to serve the Ribbono Shel'olam with our heart. So we spoke last week, because every week I chazer over, because it's still Chukas for America, and I might have said a little more, a little less in the different parshas. And last week we asked a couple questions. We spoke about Parah Aduma, and we don't really know the reason, but then seemingly Rashi says, quoting from Rav Moshe Adarshan, one of his Rabbeim, that it's for a kapara of Cheta Egel. And we explain just a little chazorit, that really, if a person goes in saying, I'm going to do the will of Hashem, even if I don't fully understand, and then only after I'm going to get the time, I'm going to get the reasoning. And that's, as we say beautifully, because it says in Tehillim, Kuf Yates, Pasuk Beis, Yehi Libi Tamim Mechukecha. And what does that mean? So the Medrash says that it's talking about Chukas HaPesach, it's talking about the laws of the Karban Pesach, and also it's talking about Parah Aduma. And we explained that first is the Parah Aduma. First is, we don't always understand everything. The Ribbono Shel'olam's in charge, right? That was a fixing up for the Korach. Korach wanted to understand. He put common sense into it. But we don't always understand everything. Hashem runs the world. And then after we get to that very high level, then we could start using our reasoning. And that was Chukas HaPesach, because that's what we do, Leil HaSeder, trying to understand all the laws and all the details. Beautiful. And I quoted, we started NCSY Kol this summer. Beautiful. We started off strong. 280 boys steiging away. It's amazing. And I quoted that Rav Schwab that I quoted at the end of the shiur last week. That Rav Schwab says that what's the idea of Tumas Meis? What's it have to do with those Chukas HaTorah? So I thought it was a beautiful idea that just like Rachmana Litzlan, after a body, someone's nifter, the neshama is there in that whole tent until it's buried. The neshama is flying around. So too, says Rav Schwab, our Torah. Our Torah is so important. We'll talk more about this idea. But we got to get to some questions. Oh my gosh. All these parshas are so jam-packed. Unbelievable. We get to the story in Parshas Chukas. We didn't talk about this at all last week, I don't think. We get to the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron, as we know, the famous story about hitting the rock. And it's found in Perek Chof, Pasuk Zayin. Hashem says to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe le'emor, Kach et hamate, take your stick, Hakel et ha'eda atav Aaron achicha, v'dibartam el ha'selo, and you should speak to the rock. And we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. And Rashi tells us, going on Pasuk Yudbeis, Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron, Ya'an lohemantem bilakti sheni, le'inei b'nei Yisrael. You did not create a Kiddush Hashem, and since you didn't create a Kiddush Hashem, says Rashi, bring down from the Medrash, you are not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Also Tosefta and Sota, Perek Vav, Dalid, that you are not going to Eretz Yisrael. So it was a major machlokes Rishonim. There's so many Rishonim that talk about what was the sin. Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, Aaron HaKohen, right? They were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi, they explain that Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, you were told to speak to the rock. And what did you do? You hit the rock. Because of that, says Rashi, you are not going into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says in Dibur HaMaskol Akdisheni and Pasuk Yibes, She'ilu dibartam el ha'sela. If you've spoken to the rock, Vahotzi, it would have brought forth water. Hayisi mekudash le'inei ha'eda. So Rashi says that seemingly that the reason why you don't go in is because you should have spoke to the rock and instead you hit it. The Ramban, the great Nachmanides, again, we speak about him a lot, one of the greatest Rishonim, 1194 to 1270. The Ramban attacks Rashi so many different ways. And he says, I don't get it, Rashi. What's the difference between speaking to the rock and hitting the rock? They're both miracles. Then the Ramban says, what do you mean? Hashem told Moshe to take a stick. Of course he should hit the rock. Why is that the sin? The Ramban vehemently disagrees with Rashi. And again, we're not going to get into the whole lumdis. There's a whole, we could have a whole lumdis to share what it was. But the Achronim explain that really Rashi, to defend Rashi, is Rashi is talking about obedience. That sometimes you have to be obedient in life. So that's not even what I wanted to talk. Again, there's a lot of Rishonim on this topic. There's Rabbeinu Hananel. There's a Sefer HaIkrim. Different, what was the problem? Maybe Moshe and Aaron, seemingly in Pesukim, were taking credit, and it was really all Hashem. Again, so many Pshatim. But the Ramban quotes the Rambam. And the Rambam says something amazing. We know the Rambam, also the one of the greatest minds, the Baal Rishonim, lived in 1135 to 1204. And again, as we know Rashi, which we all know, if we don't, we'll remind ourselves, 1040 to 1105, Rabin Shel Yisro, or Shlomo Yitzchaki Rashi. But the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, says an amazing pshat, a well-known pshat, quoted in his Shmona Prokim. He has an introduction to Pirkei Avos called Shmona Prokim. And then towards the end of the fourth parak, the Rambam says something amazing. The Rambam says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael? You know why? It's because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. And since Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he was not able to go. Again, we don't fully understand Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi that ever lived. Right? The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama and Daf Nun. We don't understand. These were the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. So we don't, again, it's beyond our intellect to really fully understand this. But we know that the Rambam tells us, it's a Hilchos Deos. The Rambam wrote a lot of Svarim. You can have a whole shiur just on the Rambam himself. The Rambam wrote a lot of Svarim. And one of the famous Svarim was called Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam had 14 books, taking the Gemaras and learning up the way he learned it up and putting it in. Into his own, codifying his own laws called Mishneh Torah. That's one of the only things written in Hebrew. Everything else is written in Arabic that was translated into Hebrew. So the Rambam wrote it in Hebrew. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, very famous Rambam, the Shvil Hazor. A person always needs to go middle path. He always needs to go middle path. The only thing that a person should not go middle path is gaiva, is when a person is haughty. And also kas, when a person gets angry. So similar, this is what we're talking about, right? The Rambam says kas, Moshe Rabbeinu's sin was kas. And the question that I want to try to understand, there's Gemaras that talk about how bad kas is. What's going on? Why kas do you have to go? And again, we know kas is bad. We all get upset sometimes. We do. What's the root? What's the root of getting upset? Why are we getting upset? What's it all about? On an emotional level, what's it about? Just happened to me. You know, my thing is that I don't have a car, which no one knows that. I don't have a car. So sometimes I'm always having a lot of, again, I haven't spoken a little while, that's Siyata Dishmayas, and I have a lot of Siyata Dishmayas with buses. I started this weird thing I started doing actually a couple years ago. The worst feeling, anyone who has a car does not know what I'm talking about. If they think they do, they don't. The worst feeling is to miss the bus by a second. Okay, you always see people, if you want to see, not funny, it's sad. We don't want to laugh at people's misfortune. You see people running for buses. So I started this thing that whenever I'm near a bus, I just take off. Because the worst feeling is to miss a bus by a second. I was once with a guy, and I'm like, let's go. He's like, you see the bus? I'm like, no, let's go. And we made the bus literally by the second. Okay? So this week, this happens a lot to me, I don't know what it is, but this week, I saw the bus. The bus, I felt I could get that bus. I take off, ba-da-dum, a little rocky action. I don't have the music, but I'm ready, I feel I got this bus, I can feel when I'm going to get it, when I'm not. And I'm about to get to that bus, closes the door. And I start, not banging, I'm not crazy, a little crazy, but I start like knocking on the door. And I think he's going to open it. And he doesn't just passes me. It was really annoying. But then he stopped. So I ran. I saw that. And he stopped, looks at me, waves goodbye. Unbelievable. That's a story for the night. I don't know about more stories, but that's the story. And I was angry. Okay, I was a little angry. Maybe I did have a right to be angry. I don't know. I was not happy. I needed that bus running a little late. I wasn't late. Everyone else was earlier. I needed that bus. Hashem didn't want me to get that bus. But I was angry. But what's the root? Let's try to figure out. It's always if you go deep and you try to think about things. Why are we doing things? We don't always know all the reasons, but let's try to figure out. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is sin, according to the Rambam. Again, the Ramban takes him to task also. But Moshe Rabbeinu, sin was to get angry. Good. That's question one. What's the root of the anger? We come to Parshas Balak. Balak also is a jam-packed Parsha. All of these Parshas. Again, there's so much stuff to talk about in Chukas. And there's so much stuff to talk about in Balak. It's like everything is just jam-packed. That's the way Hashem made it. How Torah is awesome. We know there's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. A lot of Mishnayos interrelated with these Parshas of Bamidbar. Because there's a lot of personalities going on. Right? So the Mishnah says like this. It's found in Pirkei Mishnah Yutes. Call me, Pirkei Avos, call me Sheyesh B'yado Shlosh Advarim Halalu Mitalmido Shel Avram Avinu. Whoever has these three traits are the Talmidim of Avram Avinu. Ushloshin Dvar Macher Mitalmida Shel Bilam HaRasha. And if you have these three traits, you're a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. What are these three things? Ayin Tova. You have a good eye, right? Kahati, right? The Mishnayos, there's different Mishnayos. Kahati brings down that you're happy with your portion. Ve'ruach Nemucha, you have another. Ve'nefesh Shefela, and you have a, you have a soul. You have that nefesh, that's a shafel. Shiflus, which we're going to talk about. Mitalmida shel Avram Avinu. Eye in Ra, but if you have a bad eye. Ve'ruach Gavoya. And you have Gaiva, the Nefesh Rechava, and you're a Baal Taiva, then you are Talmidik Shel Bilam HaRasha. Mishnah goes on, what's the difference? Avraham Avinu is going to get Olam Hazeh, he's going to get a Nachlan Olam Haba, and Bilam HaRasha is going to go to Gehenna. And the obvious question from this Mishnah, which we should all ask, if we're not asking, it's okay, I'll ask it for you, but the obvious Mishnah is, what is this comparison? It's like Kaviyachol, you go and you say, what is the difference between Mother Teresa and Hitler Yachshimo? What in the world? Avraham Avinu, the person that started our religion, the Av Hamon Goyim, the Avram who founded the Rebbeinu Shalom, he showed the whole world that there's only one God, and he's our forefather, Avram. Bilam HaRasha? What kind of comparison is this? What is the Mishnah talking about? Question two. Question three. We know we have the whole story with Bilam. And Bilam, it's very strange. Bilam is told not to go. Hashem says, don't go. And then Bilam, you look through the Parsha, again, all the people in America that are going to be doing Bilam next week, you got a lot of information. We'll do more next week, obviously, also. All these Parshas are jam-packed. He's told not to go. Then he's told to go. And then he's told not to go. He's told to go. And there's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, Navzayin Amin Aleph, that Bilam had a koyach. He had a special thing. The Gemara says in Brachos that he was able to find the exact time that Hashem was angry. The exact second that Hashem was angry, Bilam was able to find out that time. Tosfos asks in Brachos, Navzayin Amin Aleph, Tosfos says that, what can you say so quickly? Tosa says the word kalem, kuf lamid mem. Unbelievable. And kalem means destruction. Tosa brings it down in Avodah Zarah on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Says Tosa in Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, good Mari Makom. People know this Tosa and Brochas Daf Zayin. Who am I to tell you who knows one who doesn't know? But it's a known Tosa in Daf Zayin. However, there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. It says the same thing. What was the exact words that Bilam could say? And Tosfos adds a couple of words. That just like Bilam had the exact words, Kalem, we could turn that in. It's not like some Hasidic word. This is Tosfos over here. Hasidic words are also great. Amazing. But it's Taisvis, the Bali Taisvis. And he says, Kalem is the same words as Melech. What? What does that mean? What is Tosus talking about? Kalem, Kuf, Lamin, Mem is the same thing as Melech, Mem, Lamin, Chaf. So feet. What? What in the world does that mean? And furthermore, what were all these brachas? You know, we view Bilam as a crazy guy, right? He was a person that was evil. At one part, the one pasuk says that he was Shesuma Ayin. He was the one-eyed guy. You see cartoons, they have a one-eyed guy. We spoke about the eyes. We spoke about the Aish and the Mayim and the eyes. And how do you look at it, which we're going to talk more about. He had one eye. But we know that a donkey came to Bilam, and the donkey started talking to him. And if a donkey's talking to you, you get scared. You know what I'm saying? You stop. You're like, what in the world? Anyone has a donkey talking to them, and they think the donkey's talking to them, put yourself into a special place. You know what I'm saying? If a donkey's talking to you, again, we don't know what's going to happen in a couple of years from now. You never know. They'll create some device that animals, we understand them, and they talk to us, whatever. We don't have to talk about that right now. But if anyone says, right, imagine you go outside and your car starts, it's not like so crazy anymore, but your car starts talking to you. Like, hey, what's up? Right? I mean, we're going to, you know, my father was one of the big people involved in Watson. So the things that I'm saying, that's what, but an animal is different than a computer, right? If an animal starts talking to you in your own language, you should start, he's not really doing that. So, and all of a sudden, he seems like a crazy guy, and he doesn't even get moved by it. Rabbeinu Bachai, the great Rishon, Rabbeinu Bachya ben Osher, lived in 1255 to 1340, the great Rabbeinu Bachai, wrote Chovos Halvavos. Says an amazing vort. Wow, we're still in the question. So that he says that the fact that Bilam didn't, he wasn't shaken up by this. Wow, you know, everyone's like, oh, let me see God. What? Come on, imagine this. He wasn't shaken up. What kind of? He was so stubborn. But Bilam did something, because at the end of the parsha, although he seems stupid and he seems, you know, being moved by so many people and Boak telling him what to do. But at the end of the parsha, he was matzliach. He was successful. 24,000 people died, and thank God Pinchas got involved and saved the day. But he did something. So he's not the stupidest guy out there, although the donkeys are talking to him, and he's not budging from it. So what was that all about? What was Matov Alecha Yaakov? What was the brachas that he was giving out? We all know that all we learned as little children, even when we go to the base medrash in the shul, you say, Matod Alecha Yaakov, he was giving out, he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, and it turned into a blessing. So what's going on? So again, a lot of questions. We always spend a lot of time on the questions. But a lot of questions, let's just get it clear. Again, machlokes between Rashi, the Ramban, and Rambam about what was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Why did they go into Eretz Yisrael? Rashi seems to say that because he should have spoken to the rock, not hit the rock. The Ramban gives a different thing. The Ramban's focusing a lot on Kiddush Hashem, that he was in front of the whole nation. And the Rambam says anger. And we said, well, what's the pshat with anger? We all get angry a little. What's it all about? How can we control ourselves? Question one, what's the anger about? Question two, which we said is, why is the Mishnah making a comparison between Bilam and Avram? What kind of comparison is that? And question three, which Bilam seems to be a very stupid guy, but in that he did accomplish something. What were his brachas? Oh, jam-packed question. What were his brachas about, and what in the world is this Tosis talking about? That Kalem, Kuf Lamed Mem, that the exact one-second curse that Bilam knew had to get in there, says the Gemara Brachos, could turn into Melech. What are we talking about? So I think the yisod of all of these things is the idea, we've spoken about it before, but we just have to just, again, you could speak about a lot of things, and you got to bring them to life. It's easier to talk, it's easier to preach than to bring into life, trust me, I know. But you got to bring into life. And the idea that I want to speak about is Anova and Shiflus. The idea, similar little to what we spoke a little about last week, but again, last week was more about we don't always understand everything, something's beyond our intellect, and we just, the Ribbono Shel Olam, running the world, and then we could put reasoning in. This is a little different, because Shiflus And another, shiftless is the idea of being humble. Just realizing that the Ribono Shalom runs the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu, which we've spoken about, the greatest leader, and he has accomplished so much, he was still Anov Mikol Adam. An Anov, a humble person, could be part of it, but growing up, I always thought, you know who the humble guy is? The humble guy is the guy that knows all the answers in the back of the classroom, but he's quiet, he doesn't want to speak up, and that could be part of it. But I think humble is different, though, in a way. Because the guy could speak up, and he could give all the answers, but if he's humble, and he's realizing that his gifts come from the Ribono Shel Olam, and everything he has is from God, that is shiftless. That is what makes Klal Yisrael. The idea of shiftless, we spoke about it in Mayim El Torah. We spoke about how Mayim hits the low point, and we have, you know, the Medrash in the beginning of Bamidbar, we speak a lot, we always reference to that Medrash. What's up, Uncle G? Right, you gave a nice shot in that Medrash, that there's an idea of the Eish, the fire of the Torah. I gave a shiur in Eish HaTorah. There were a couple of guys in the sec, I gave a couple of shiurs. I said, so guys, what did you remember about it? So one guy's like, oh, you spoke about something about water. I'm like, okay, that's good. And he's like, and then you told a story about a water slide. I'm like, it's always about the stories. It doesn't matter what I say, it's just these stories. Like, the only thing you can remember from the shiur is that I missed the bus, and the bus driver wasn't so good, whatever. But it happens extra every day. No, not every day. Sometimes it arrives. But what am I saying? So the whole idea is shiftless. In Ein Mayim, the idea of Mayim, Ein Mayim El Torah, because Mayim represents going to the lowest point, and Mayim represents Torah, because Torah changes a person. Ein Mayim El Torah. There's a Gavaldi Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says like this, a great Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says, you know, who am I to give a Haskama for a Gemara? But it's a great Gemara. Rabbi Akiva was chilling, doing his thing, and all of a sudden a Roman general, it's always about Rabbi Akiva, the Roman general, is coming over to him, and he's like, you know, why are you teaching Torah? Are you crazy? You're teaching Torah and you're going to get killed. And we all know that Rabbi Akiva was. Right, he died al kiddush Hashem b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, and he was killed. He was killed from the Romans, and the Romans. The Gemara says that the Roman general came to Rabbi Akiva and said, "What are you doing teaching Torah? Are you crazy?" So he said, "I'm going to give you the following parable." He said, "Oh, parable, nice. What kind of parable? You have a fish. A fish is in the water, and the fish is in the water, and." The man is trying to catch the fish, so the fish is going back and forth, back and forth. And all of a sudden a fox comes, and he's like, hey, fish. We know animals don't talk, but we're sick of them. So, hey, fish, come chill with me. Let's have peace together. Me and you will chill outside, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So what did the fish turn to the fox? And he said, listen. Although I hear what you're saying, but if I come out of my water, so you're right, maybe they won't catch me, man won't catch me, but I'll die. I'll die. If I come out to the land, I live in the water. So what's up, Shot? So I heard a nice pound in the story that Rav Asher Weiss said. He says, beautiful. The fish is the Torah. Torah represents shiftless, realizing that we have a relationship with Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. Hashem runs the world. He's doing everything. That's what the Torah is about. When we learn about Hashem and we delve into it, that's what the Torah is about. So if you put man and he has his water and he has his Torah, and there are people that are trying to stop him. Maybe there are other people that don't want us to be learning. They want to attack us. But the minute he gets out of the water, the minute he gets out of the Torah and he just puts himself on land and he forgets about the Torah, it's all over. Shiftless. Shiftless represents that Hashem runs the world. The Nitziv, the great Nitziv, which we've spoken about. Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, Rav Shiva Volozhin. We've spoken a lot about him. He wrote a lot of Svarim. A. McDovar, 1816 to 1893. all the big Rosh Hashivas came out of a Lashon. He says in the Pasuk, Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad, that Kla Yisrael is by themselves. So he says that we know in Mitzrayim, the Medrash tells us in Shemos Rabbah and Aleph, that Kla Yisrael was able to distinguish themselves because they didn't, their speech, they didn't change their speech, they didn't change their dress, and they didn't change their names. Says in its Siv that after, when we got the Torah, shiftless, the Torah, that it represents, that we represent Hashem's nation. And you know, when the nations of the world want to attack us, you know where they attack us? They attack us in our shuls first. In Kristallnacht, they came, right? Nazi Germany, they came and they came to the shuls first. They came to our base measure, they destroyed Sfarim, ay, ay, ay. Why? Because they knew they had to hit us. Shiftless represents that Hashem runs the world. And I think we can answer all these questions with this idea. When a person gets angry, and again, it just happened again, I don't want to let out the dirty laundry, but you know, it gets challenging, you know. Baruch Hashem Ken and Har have a lot of little children, and sometimes they don't always do the things you want them to do, and sometimes they act up. So it's funny, because I almost lost my cool, and I'm like, wait, I'm talking about anger tonight, so maybe I shouldn't do this. I was getting very frustrated, whatever the reason is. One of my kids really was fighting me to go to sleep, and I took myself out of the room. I really almost blew up, thank God I didn't. And I took myself out of the room, calmed myself down, and then I came back. You know, they say big people, they used to have like special jackets. But you just have to calm yourself. Now, but what's the pshat of anger on a deep level? Okay, and again, we're all emotional people, and things don't always work our way. And we sometimes get angry, and sometimes people say mean things to us. But what's the holy yisod of anger? Because anger is the idea that a person at that moment, again, I'm not being judgmental. We don't want to be judgmental, and everyone has different peckles. Everyone has different things going on, different relationships. You know, everyone's pressed for, you know, different things, and everyone deals with different things in different ways. Get the gist, what I'm trying to say. But when things don't work our way, sometimes we get angry. And the reason why we're getting angry is because we're taking control, and we feel that everything has to work out for me. And if it's not working out for me, so when we get angry, the Gemara goes so far as saying that you're kaifer be'ikr. And again, it's, you know, everyone has to go at levels, and Rome wasn't built in a day, you know, shout out to my shir, right? Rome, it takes time. And sometimes, you know, when a person gets angry, even you catch yourself one time, you count 1, 2, 3, that's something, you know. The Ramban, Nachmanides wrote Igeres HaRamban, and Nachmanides wrote that a person always has to try to speak benachas. And again, sometimes it's easier said than done. Everyone has different challenges. But you know what the issue was? Anger. So the Mefarshim explain that Moshe Hashem loves us. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to get angry? Hashem, it's Hashem's nation. Yeah, you're the greatest leader. You led us out of Mitzrayim. You were the man, but you're not, right? You had no right. You had no right, according to the Rambam, to get angry. Why? Because then you're taking control. Hashem, again, it's hard. I keep on like getting defensive. Everyone sees what I'm getting, because it's hard. We all get upset over different things. But if a person really, really analyzes it, the reason why we're getting angry is because we think we're in control. And if things don't work out my way, then highway, right? It's bad. What's the comparison between Avraham and Bilam? Bilam was a great Navi. Bilam was one of the greatest Nevi'im for the Umas HaOlam. And, right, Hashem said, I'm going to give you a Bilam because you're going to say it's not fair. He was a great Navi. So what was the difference between a Bilam and an Avraham? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Avraham also was one of the greatest leaders. He founded Judaism. He looked, the Midrashim say, he founded the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said there has to be a creator, and he's still part of us. But after he became that inventor, Kaviyachol, realizing there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, he did it with shiftless. He said, wow, I realize that Hashem runs the world. And although this nation, Av Hamon Goyim, wow, Avraham, but still I have shiftless. Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, who am I? I'm going to, you know, live for how many years? But I'm going to eventually die and go to Olam Haba, because Hashem runs the world. But what was Bilam about? It says the Mishnah, Bilam was no. Bilam took all his accomplishments, and you're a great Navi. You were able to work on yourself. But then you had Ruach Gevoha. You had Ruach, you thought you were the man. You forgot about this shiftless. You forgot about being humble. And that's the Tikkun. So what happened? What's Kalem? Kalem is destruction. The Gemara says, Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, in Daftal and Amaveis, Kalem could switch it to Melech. Because we could turn something that could be total destruction, and we could turn it into something positive. We could serve the Rabbona Shalom. We could serve, even when something doesn't work out our way, we could still realize without getting angry, and still turn into Hashem. Because Hashem is the Melech. Hashem is in charge. And when a person shows himself that it's the Rabbona Shalom in charge, not him, so that's taking a Kalem destruction and making it into a Melech. And you know, we say it three times a day. When do we say it? In Ashrei. Because we say three, look, think about it. You know, sometimes we don't. We don't really think about anything, but Kavod Mahusa, right? Beautiful Ashrei, Leodia, Kuf, Chof, Lamed, Mahus Kol Amim. We say it three times a day, twice in Shacharis, right? Kavod Mahusa, Leodia, Mahusa. What is that? Chof, Lamed, Mem, Kalem. What's the other way? Melech. We have the ability to make the Ribbono Shelam our Melech. And we have it so many ways. We have it with our tefillah, reaching out to the Rabbona Shalom. As I quote, I remember my grandfather, Rav Bamzer, Alva Shalom, beautiful, he used to always quote, and I'm learning Brachas, fourth parak, and Enzi Swai Kolel, that we go Avraham, Amida, standing, Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, Sicha, conversation, and Yaakov, Pegia, meeting, and it's a progression. We stand, we get there. That takes a level. Some people can't stand to Hashem. Then we get to Sikh, we have a conversation, and then the person breaks through, and he gets to that Pegia. He gets to that element of the meeting with Hashem, and we have so much opportunities that we can make Hashem the Melech. We quote the pasuk that I quoted, Chavdalad Hey, Matova Alecha Yaakov, Bilam Arasha. Well, Bilam Arasha, a curse, but he realized how great Klal Yisrael is. Matova Alecha Yaakov, that we have an Oel, and we have Snias, proper, we're not looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, and we have the base Medrash. Matov Alecha Yaakov, that a person understands that we have Kedusha. But you know, Bilam did attack us at the end. Because how did he attack us at the end? He brought znus, he brought improper things. And he brought women that seduced Klal Yisrael. Because they lost their Kedusha, they lost their boundaries. And he knew how to get them. But we have the ability to knock that down. The way to knock that down is to learn the Torah. Matov Alecha Yaakov. To make Hashem the Melech. The Torah, the greatest thing that the Rabbono Shel Olam gave, something that we could learn him up and understand him, and then we can understand, we want to learn about our midos and work on ourselves. Everyone can learn more Torah. There's so many books, so many English books, anything, take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, learn different, read a good Gogol book, read anything. Just make it consistent, make it part of your life. Matoy Alecha Yaakov, so many things. Learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Learn so many different things. Gemaras, Mishnayos, Chumash. Learn about Tefillah. Matoy Alecha Yaakov. Where else can we make Hashem the Melech? That when something doesn't go our way, when we can get angry, and again, it doesn't happen overnight, one incident a day, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Calm yourself. It's not the biggest deal. When you control yourself, you can fix up for the tikkun of the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu according to the Rambam. Because the more a person works on his shiflus, that's what it's all about. So that was the comparison between Bilam and Avram. Avram was able to realize that it's all about bringing Hashem into my life. Furthermore, Bilam was sincere. He wanted to attack Klal Yisrael. So he did. He was able. But how do you knock down a Bilam? You go back and be sincere. Be real. Be real with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants greatness from us. He wants us to realize that we could do great things. But we need to bring the shiflus. So again, if a person's not learning as much as they can, you could always grow. That's the beauty of life. You could always grow. Take an extra 5 minutes. Whatever it is, take a couple minutes to learn. Work on your tefillah a little. Have a little more kavanah in your davening if you can. Control yourself with your anger. If you're able to work on this shiflus, being humble, then you'll be able to build this relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Let us learn from Parshas Chukas. Let us learn from Parshas Balak. Let us make it real. Let us make the Torah real in our lives. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so proud of us, and we have to be proud of ourselves. Very important. But we have to just do our actions now and just keep on going and learning and growing in all situations. Bezer Hashem, we're going to grow together. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. An amazing Shabbos. Bring it in. And let's just build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone should have an amazing week, an amazing Shabbos, and keep on growing. Have a great Shabbos.